Yeah, let's check that out. I think the last time I was down there, I did at least get some activity on the, I think it's the N4 ICE link system. Got a few answers on that one, but I'll remember that 146.94. I'll look that up once I get in there. And yeah, I've always stayed off of the, the StarNet, the statewide link system there. I've always stayed off of it just because I understand, you know, our link system is built with emergency communications as the primary driver. We like it for rag queues and all the other stuff too, but the emergency comms is kind of the main driver behind that. So I understand as a system admin of something like that yeah, you don't really care for long-winded QSOs and stuff like that. So I've always just stayed off of it, but I keep it in the scan list just in case. It's definitely cool that, you know, I think that system rides along the microwave from the state radio system, which is really cool. We're not quite to that capacity here yet, but we're getting there. Our state has a state trunked 800 system as well, and we're starting to co-locate some of those spots, so we're getting there anyway. And yeah, you were talking about like YSF and stuff. So this link system here, you'll hear Drake out here, NADMH. He's the mastermind behind making all the pieces and parts work. He's built a multi-mode digital bridge into this All-Star network. So DMR, P25, NXDN, Yaser System Fusion, the whole nine yards. So there's more than one means to get into our network here. I don't know if you've checked it out or not, but if you go to nmlrn.org, Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network, so nmlrn.org, there's a whole bunch of info on there for our stuff we do and where all the links are and so on.